Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the next segment, the premier investigator of election fraud ahead of the election has got some breaking news for us. Bev Harris is going to be joining us. And I always give her website out wrong. I want to make sure I get the website right here. There's a couple of them of a similar name, but it's Black Box Voting. It's an invaluable place I visit routinely. I'm going to cover this after she leaves us and then open the phones up. This is really a hoax because the CNBC and the media are announcing we're removing the naked body x-ray machines. No, they just have even more expensive backscatter that they've had scientists all over the news say breaks up your DNA. In some cases, may be worse than the classical x-rays. But if you go to drudgereport.com, we also have it up at infowars.com, you can see the miscreant, Big Sis, Janet Napolitano, Big Sis pulls naked body scanners. And I guess technically you could say that's true because it's, you know, these type. But they're being sent to the smaller airports to now basically roast the people that are working there. And I happen to know from good transportation people who are in management and also some former TSA people that quit over it. In fact, guys, I don't even have to say it from sources. Will you guys print me the cancer cluster at Boston Logan? It's like Boston Globe articles from a year ago, and there's a bunch of them. So I have that data pack when I get to this. It's not just my memory. The point is they're upset, and they've had meetings, and they go, hey, we think being around these x-ray machines all day are bad for us. Really, you think it might be a little bad for you there? I've shown the local Fox News piece out of upstate New York. I've also seen one out of Oregon where they just have on the highways big mobile trucks with huge x-ray wands that are so powerful. I've had radiologists on. They're at least 10 times more powerful than a powerful chest x-ray. They have you drive under it. At least with the Border Patrol, it's in shielding. They put trucks on it, get back. It's in a room, and then there's a conveyor belt that moves the truck or car through it to be x-rayed. That's how they've had them for 30-something years. Now they just have National Guard or TSA idiots. And I'm not against the poor National Guard or even the poor TSA people, but they are idiots. I mean, if I was 14 years old and people told me, run an outdoor giant x-ray machine, I'd go, well, why does the dentist get behind the wall when he gives me an x-ray and put a lead shield over my huevos, my kikis? I mean, it's real simple here. I probably when I was 10 years old would know not to do this. In fact, I've got to do a newscast, maybe for tonight or tomorrow night's news. I'm doing the whole news tomorrow. I may do it tomorrow night. Where we need to go and pull. It's like Fox News, like 4 years ago out of upstate New York, where it shows even the type of unit. We were able to look it up with these big wands off the backs of trucks, and they're standing around in broad daylight. National Guard, not at the borders, in the middle of the country, going, all right, drive under it. And it's like, this system lets us see guns or drugs. And it shows shots of, you know, mock guns in cars. You can see the guns in the trunk. Newsflash, folks. X-rays that can shoot through metal are real bad for you. I don't know if I need to. I mean, I laugh about this. This is just crazy. So it is not the public angry at these naked body scanners that did this. They started having cancer clusters. They put them in 10 years ago at Boston Logan and four other airports. All five airports have cancer clusters seven times or higher. I mean, it's a death warrant. You work there a couple years around these x-ray machines, you're going to die. They're getting cataracts. They're going blind. They're getting their gums are bleeding. Oh, I got TSA listening right now going, is that why I got cataracts? Get out of there. Get away from them. That's why they're pulling them. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another hour in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. You have found it the tip of the spear when it comes to defending our republic from enemies foreign and domestic. I am, what do you call a throwback? I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in the family. I believe in good health and organic food. I believe in justice. And I believe in going after the corrupt bullies that are trying to take over our society. Because to quote a posthumous quote of a bygone error from an unknown author, no man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried appease, appease, are hanged by those they tried to please. Groveling and licking boots will give you slavery. Putting your head down and going along with the system will not protect you. Up front for a while, it may be okay to be a slug, but over time, it will grow a lot of wolves, and they will get very aggressive. Bev Harris is an American writer, activist, and founder of Black Box Voting, Inc. BlackBoxVoting.org is her amazing website, a national nonpartisan nonprofit elections watchdog group. She helped to popularize the term Black Box Voting, while authoring a book of the same title. And, of course, her research got made into a film that aired on HBO that was very popular and award-winning. It was also in theaters. She discovered the source code for voting machine manufacturer Diebold Election Systems, which now operates under the name Premier Election Systems. After examining these files, Harris wrote an article in 2003 detailing how the bypass passwords manipulate election results on the Diebold GEMS central tally system. It's designed for fraud. Harris filed a whistleblower lawsuit against Diebold Election Systems and has made had made false claims when selling their system to Alameda, California. Diebold paid the state of California $2.6 million to settle the case. That's just an example of hundreds of things she's done, literally hundreds, digging in trash cans, proving they didn't count votes, catching them driving off. There are so many different ways to engage in fraud, but it's that comptroller centralized way we've got to look for. And here it is, folks. Our election system is a joke compared to many countries. I don't trust the UN to be here overseeing it. They're just as bad or worse. But here's Forbes, not Bev Harris. Romney family investment ties to voting machine company that could decide the election, causing concern. Really, you think so? And you've got this going on now, like Senator Hagel, you know, got voted in on machines. He owned almost all the machines in the state of Nebraska. And this just goes on and on and on. Democrats are famous for their retail fraud, voting repeatedly, and some election fraud at centralized systems, mainly locally. Am I wrong, Bev, to say, though, Republicans seem to have it down in big national thieving? Or is that an oversimplification?
Well, it is complex. And I think what we can certainly say is the good old boys from both parties want the system to be open for business. And you know that because it doesn't matter how many times it's proven, they don't solve anything. The same exact systems that we demonstrated were easily hackable in Hacking Democracy, the film that you mentioned, are still in use with no changes. They know it's open for business. You have to figure that that was maybe a feature that they want. And I don't know if I would even go so far as to say which party, but I will say, you know, in your lead-in, when you talk about the Romney family having ownership ties to Hart InterCivic, which is now the second biggest voting machine company in the United States, that is unprecedented.
At a national level, I forget the numbers, but wasn't it the election that got Senator Hagel in? Didn't his company that he actually founded and controlled, didn't it count something like 92% of the votes or something?
Right, right. And at the time, you know, I just got, they were like, how dare you report? How could that possibly be that that's impropriety? Well, now we have a presidential candidate whose family is into ownership of the machines that count his votes. And make no mistake about it, whether they have a paper ballot or not, they are concealing the count from the public. And essentially, whoever controls those machines controls the outcome.
Well, it's amazing. And I guess Romney's argument would be, I'm being sarcastic here, is, hey, the illegals get to vote twice for Obama, so I just get to take. I mean, it's amazing to see these different crime syndicates fighting over the levers.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because when people say, oh, it's the Republicans doing it, oh, it's the Democrats doing it, no, it's the crooks doing it.
Exactly.
You know? And they come in all colors and stripes.
Incredible. Well, I mean, I know you've got a lot on your radar screen. We'll obviously try to get you on right after the election. What's some of the main chicanery you're tracking right now over at blackboxvoting.org?
Well, you know, one of the things that concerns me very much is, as you know, let me just backtrack a second. You watched election returns on election night, and you see this charade where they say, oh, the polls have just closed in Texas, and the result is, you know, they announce it within 60 seconds. Even with electronic voting, let me tell you, the result, not one vote is counted in 60 seconds. The results, even from electronic voting, don't come out for 20 minutes or so at the soonest. So what they're doing is they're saying our exit polls have told us that we're projecting that this winner and they just aren't supposed to announce what their exit polls say. Well, they have now, and by the way, all the news media, which pretends that they're competing for the data, you know, it's such a joke. They actually all use one firm called National Election Pool, NEP, and so they're all using exactly the same numbers when they project. Well, now, NEP, which, bear in mind, is being paid by every major network plus the Associated Press, is claiming it doesn't have enough money to do exit polls in 19 states. Now, really?
Wow.
So I'm thinking we should all have our stopwatches out and watch how the networks handle this. You know, the polls have just closed in Oklahoma. There are no exit polls. You know what? You're not going to have any votes counted for about 20 minutes, and you're not going to have all of those counted until about, you know, 10 or 11 p.m.
Sure, but expanding on that.
How are they coming up with this? Who's winning?
Well, sure. Let's go back to Iowa, what we saw in the Republican primaries. And Ron Paul, you know, God bless him, I guess he doesn't want to look like a sore loser, so he would never say anything. But even the New York Times had to admit that he'd really won Maine and really won Iowa. I mean, and then we go, and then Karl Rove goes on and goes, there were some guys got lost in some trucks, and nobody knows where they are.
Yeah.
And then he even, that guy, try to cue that up. Darren McGreen has it. You know, it's where the horses are racing and all that. And John Bowne, you made that little piece because we cut in as a joke with Karl Rove's statement, you know, some Kentucky Derby horses, and magically Karl Rove has them move forward. But even Karl Rove was laughing about this because they were all tallied at the precinct and then phoned in and posted. There were no trucks and ballots. And then it turned out Republicans bragged days before on radio that they were going to cheat Ron Paul. I mean, could that be their downfall, their out-and-out arrogance?
Well, that's always the downfall of an elite that is taking over power, is they always underestimate the common sense and the brilliance of the everyday man.
Well, what was your take on the stuff we saw in the primaries?
I mean, oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, I'll tell you exactly what my take was. And I am nonpartisan. I want to be able to say Obama this and Romney this. But the bottom line is the Romney people, his employees, took over the Iowa caucuses and ran them, same with Nevada. And then we saw chicanery. And what my take was is this in November is going to be brutal because he's not even arm's length. He just, I'm sorry, he just obviously tampered Iowa, Nevada, Maine, and some very squirrely results came out of South Carolina. That came off of the voting machines, actually, where the algorithms just looked like they just didn't make sense. But, you know, if that's the case, and then we find out that ahead of time, in July 2011, his family got involved in ownership of the voting machine company. Let me tell you, there's something different about the way that Hart, which is the company associated with Romney, Hart voting machines, are programmed. In most locations in the United States, they don't program them locally in the county. They don't have their local IT guy do it. They send them directly to the Hart company, and the Hart company sends them back the memory cards and says, here, put this in your voting machine. So if I'm a presidential candidate and I own that company, all I need is a couple of guys, maybe just one, who is a technician in the plant, and he basically is given the memory cards for the strategic counties.
Well, that's right. And then we can also debate all day whether or not there are connections with George Soros and foreign voting companies. But we do know a lot of the companies now that operate here are foreign owned. So, I mean, why not have the communist Chinese government run our voting machines? I mean, this is insane what we put up with.
Well, it's not democracy. It's not a democratic republic. It's just the government choosing itself. That's what it is. And once the public starts to understand that, hey, if we can't see the counting itself, the original count, not some after-the-fact, you know, theater, if we can't see and authenticate that, we don't have a system where we have sovereignty, we don't have a system where the public is in control, it's not self-government.
You're right, it's not self-government. Are you thinking we're going to see a pretty big circus this year?
Yeah. There's a lot of things. Colorado, you know, talking about these Hart voting machines with Ohio, where in Cincinnati, and that's going to be a problem. I agree. But Colorado is very dominated by these hard intercivic voting machines, and there are so many strange things that have come out of Colorado. Let me just mention, the Secretary of State has said, let's not put seals on the voting machines this year. It costs too much. Bear in mind, the seals cost a penny, okay? Why are they not sealing things?
Stay there.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
They came and took it all away.
They came and took it all away.
Yeah, it was an inside job. Just like it always is. Well, we've got a short segment here with Bev Harris on a big news blitz, and your call's coming up. I'll give the number on the next segment. But Bev has agreed to come on in the days after the election, where she can really track what's happening and what's unfolding. But blackboxvoting.org is also supported by people who donate, because she's got to do filing, she's got to pay for things. I want to get into what you're expecting in this election and what you were trying to say about Colorado as we went to that hard break. But how do people support the work you're doing?
They go to blackboxvoting.org, and we have a physical address there and also an online donation page. It is really important because coming into this election, it usually costs us about $50,000 to just get the records. And by the way, I started to mention Colorado. They passed a last-minute law that said no one can get any records until 45 days after the election. It's suspicious as heck, let me tell you. But we intend to get them anyway. What we need the records for is for litigation and to prove the case, because we have to get the public to the point. We've done a lot of proving over the last 10 years, but it seems each election cycle we get a whole new wave of people who start to understand and get it and take action themselves.
And let's remember, 10 years ago when you come on my show, people are like, Hagel owns the company that 90%+ vote for him on in Nebraska? You mean these companies can remote access these? You mean engineers are going public in legislatures and testifying they were hired to engage in fraud?
Right.
And there's
right.
been, you know, it's come out in Ohio there was fraud. I mean, this is really going on. So we've gone from most Americans not knowing it's even happening to, well, I guess it's just fraud.
Well, we are getting to a tipping point. We're getting closer. I can feel it because I was there and you were there back in the day. And back then, we were getting called all kinds of labels. Oh, we were conspiracy theorists and this and that. Well, you know, it's been proven by umpteen universities. There's been, you know, several different cases that have been won in lawsuits now. And it's just a matter of getting this big mammoth behemoth country that we have to the tipping point so that enough people really do understand it. And secondly, that they do not accept it, because if we start accepting this stuff, it's all over.
I absolutely agree with you. I mean, it's one thing to battle for people to finally wake up and realize this is happening, but then do we just accept it and go, well, I'm still going to go be part of the, you know, the event, even though it's not real. I want to feel like I have power. We need to get in and go back to paper ballots briefly. What else are you going to be looking for in this election, A, and then B, what are some of the basic things that need to be done to get our election system back?
Well, we have a video on the very front page, the very top, that gives a simple thing that people can do in most of the country that will help block one attack vector. You mentioned earlier that some of these companies are foreign-owned. One of the huge foreign-owned companies is SOE Software, which is reporting the results, not counting, but reporting the results for 1,400 locations in 26 states. It's massive. So what that means is what comes out of even the voting machine has an opportunity to be changed before it's reported to the public. So that video shows you how you can block that or catch that by simply capturing a photograph of a specific document as the polls close to show, because you don't have to catch it everywhere. You just have to catch it in one or two places, and it's everybody out of the pool. This place is changing results.
And I've seen different breakdowns by universities. The United States has one of the least transparent, rated as one of the worst systems in the world. But Americans don't realize we're now not the laughingstock. People in foreign countries, they know we're a joke.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Carter Center monitors elections in foreign countries, and they announced in 2008 that we don't even qualify for their monitors because we have an election system that is worse than Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's worse than Uganda. It is a joke. And Europe understands this. I mean, there's three countries in Europe now that have banned electronic voting. And they're looking at the United States just going, what are you guys doing?
Well, there's a reason we live under so much tyranny. Because they know we can't get rid of them by and large. I mean, that's quite a realization that we've been taken over.
Well, and we've been taken over. I should also mention this isn't just the United States. This is a global effort. There's no question about it. The same exact companies, ES&S and, you know, Dominion is the name of one of the ones, they're also taking over the voting in other countries. There's a big citizens movement in India now. There's one in the Philippines.
You know what, Bev? I know I only had you scheduled for two segments. Can you do five more to break down the constellation of companies and what they're doing globally?
What time are we at right now?
It's 12:30 Central.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, let's come back and finish up with that because I want to talk about the companies, what's happening worldwide, and then we'll get on to the news. We'll be right back with Bev Harris. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hangman, hangman, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming right a many a mile. Friends, you get some silver, you get a little gold. What did you bring me, my dear friend?
Okay, Bev Harris finishing up with us. I'm Alex Jones, if you just tuned in, your host. We're talking about black boxes run by proprietary companies with courts ruling that it's proprietary and no one in government, private citizens, can know what's going on with wireless modems hooked up to machines where you've got exit polls not matching, admitted fraud caught over and over again, companies caught going in and manipulating things. I mean, they've been caught. And here we stand. So Bev, in closing, go over some of the companies and what's happening worldwide and the resistance forming to it. I mean, this is how you get rid of the pesky people in their own republics or in their own democracies actually having power. It's very simple. If you can get your machines in and get people to accept it and have your prostitute media be compliant and say, oh, conspiracy theorists say there's fraud. Then you and I and the Collier brothers and countless others prove it's a fraud over the last few decades. And they're like, okay, but now there's not fraud. So break down how big this problem is and where you see it going.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, just understand that if you are a multinational corporation doing resource extraction or different, things like that, you want to be able to put your thumb on the scale of legislation, because the one thing that can impede your profits is some pesky legislature passing laws against things that you want to do. So you want to be able to control which politicians are in there. You don't want to just do it in one country, because you're a global multinational corporation. You want your thumb on the scale in multiple countries. So that's one thing. There's about four big boys in terms of the voting machine companies. Also understand they're all interrelated in terms of their ownership and the key people, and that in many cases we don't know who owns them because they don't see they have to tell us. But the big ones, there's one called Dominion, which is headquartered out of Canada, which is also associated and licenses its stuff to one called Smartmatic, which is out of Venezuela. And then there's ESNS, which is huge globally. It's all over the world. And there is Heart Inner Civic, which is the one that's associated with Romney. And there's Seidel, which is one that's owned by a Barcelona, Spain company. Now, these different companies, and they are interrelated guys in many cases, are really pushing exactly the same concept into many, many countries at once. And the citizens in many countries are starting to figure it out. It's not just here. I'm in contact very often with guys in India, because in India, the government literally built its own voting machines and chooses itself. And they're very aware of that there. In the Philippines, they have this company. It's a joke. It's out of Venezuela, and it licenses stuff from this Dominion company, which also runs the New York voting. And, it's crazy. One election, they had results show up which are out of Colombia in the Philippines. And they're saying, don't worry, trust us, it's okay. You know, so this is, it's a secret, concealed voting system push and get it into all these different countries and just tell people, don't worry, it's a computer, it's okay. Obviously, whoever built the computer controls the outcome.
Well, you've used the analogy of bank cards and bank security. I mean, imagine if banking security was like this, nothing would be secure. I mean, it's this one area that they're just like, trust us, and then there's all the fraud, all the anomalies, all the payouts, uh-huh. All the scams, all the things that have come out hundreds of times, and they still just smile at us and say, just trust us. And then Karl Rove goes on Fox News and makes jokes about Iowa and just make stuff up, and then it turns out there was fraud, and then they have Republican operatives on shows bragging, saying, yeah, Ron Paul's not going to win. Wait and see what happens next week. And then that happens. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, it is in your face now, and one of the things that I think is the next step is to try to get people accustomed to it so that we accept it. And so, you know, the open link in the circle of control is they have to have an illusion that elections are real. And they have to have acceptance of the election system. That's the open link. That we cannot allow to close up by either saying we accept it, we don't need to know what's going on. If it takes 75 years to fix this thing, we can't quit, because this is all the marbles. It literally is all the marbles for self-governance versus tyranny.
No, you're right. Here in Austin, the polls I saw were over 80% were against this hospital district that makes us pay for abortions. But not just that, they want us to pay for a new private medical school. And the former Austin mayor, Kirk Watson, who's a state senator, you know, famous for land grabs and things under environmental fronts. You know, he's saying, oh, you know, we really need this. And then it turns out even the proposition a court has ruled is illegal. But the propositions never fail, because Austin's famous for fraud, Heart Inner Civics, by the way, is based here, for those that don't know, that Romney.
Right.
And so now people know you've got to beat the proposition in court. You've got to beat it, never even let it get to the ballot, because they don't ever vote anything down here. I mean, if they get it on the ballot to roast your newborn children every Halloween, they would do that. I mean, it would pass. It's just amazing
to
me.
Yeah, that's the thing. And why, when you start looking at private equity companies owning the voting machines, private equity companies are the same companies that own, hospital chains and so forth. It's clearly not public self-government. And so we have to keep our eyes on the ball and go, look, we insist on the right to see and authenticate every essential step of our elections without need for special expertise, and you can't substitute some after-the-fact procedure for being able to authenticate the original. That's what they got across in Germany using the Supreme Court. That's been emulated in Ireland. That's what we need to keep focusing on here. It's our ability to authenticate our own elections.
And by the way, they act like we're too big a country to do this. Folks, all they do in the system that works, correct me if I'm wrong, in closing, with Bev Harris, is all you do is you have the little micro precinct.
Right.
And they count the paper ballot, then that's publicly posted on the wall. Everyone can see it. And then you have the precinct added all up. That's posted. And then you add all the precincts up, and it's actually very good. It works, and it's super hard to engage in any type of fraud with that.
Right. It's the concept of dispersed control. What we're doing with voting machines is centralized control. That's not what this country was founded on. It was founded on the premise of dispersal of power.
Yeah, people argue all day about, what type of system of government we want. We need a republic where it's dispersal of power and where the people, have the right to make the decisions, and where we're on top. And they have these preachers at 501c3 churches teaching under government order, basically, to teach Romans 13 out of context, submit to Caesar, do what Caesar says. Well, we are Caesar. We are the boss.
Right. Right. I mean, once we get it under, it's like we have this inferiority complex that is being drummed into us. And the fact is we created this country. We made this country what it is, using those dispersed power systems. And so we need to keep that up.
Well, people need to go donate at blackboxvoting.org. Our listeners are incredible. And they've donated to us over the years with once-a-year fund drive we've done for 5 years to help build the TV studio and do so many other things and now get satellite uplinks. I want to thank listeners for the money bomb last week, the 48-hour transmission. It's important to support our AM and FM affiliates, to call them and thank them. A lot of new stations picking us up, to sponsor them if you're a local business. It's called Voting with Your Dollars, to support sponsors you hear on those stations. Because, you buy nothing but Chinese slave goods, you end up deindustrializing your country. You end up supporting local businesses, you end up having a community. And I can't think of anybody better to support than Bev Harris, who's totally nonpartisan, who's had all these lawsuits, who's won, who's exposed things, who's got, Hacking Democracy on HBO, who really, more than anybody, helped break through. There's been a lot of other great investigators, but she, with her dogged, former corporate fraud investigator, who started looking into this. In closing, man, people can donate at blackboxvoting.org. So important. We can't wait to have you on to break down, what transpires. Hopefully it won't be too bad this year after the election. But in closing, what woke you up to this?
Just the secrecy, the fact that we didn't know who owned the companies. We couldn't watch anything. We couldn't get any way to authenticate it. Having been in corporate fraud and done reporting on that, when you start having things go under behind closed doors, you start having fraud. It's human nature. We're not going to change human nature just because we had an electronic computerized machine. There's going to be people who want to exploit it. They're going to do it. They've done it. And we need to get the public up to speed on what's really going on.
Yeah, I've talked to executives and people, and I've looked up the numbers on this, but concur, this is what you found. Around half the people in corporate America, they estimate, are stealing. And, of course, a lot of them get caught. It's a recklessness, and I've never cheated or stolen, like, six packs of beer out of golfers' golf carts when I was a teenager, and I didn't think of that as stealing, but it was. But I've never been like a thief. I don't have a criminal mind. I have kind of a straightforward mind. But you know what? That criminal mind is out there. And now that corruption has just been accepted. It's obviously getting worse. I mean, take Lance Armstrong. I ranted about it yesterday, saying, you know, the system itself was engaged in fraud too and allowed him to cheat because he was such a big name. That's coming out, and people are like, so what, Alex? Everybody takes drugs. I smoke pot. Don't bash people that use drugs. We're not bashing people that use pot. We're saying cheating in sports, being an icon for kids. I mean, we've gotten so corrupt now that people are like, oh, let Armstrong cheat. Don't put down Austin. I mean, it's just so weird.
Yeah, well, and we have to keep holding the fort against that stuff, because once we accept corruption, what are we doing? We're just becoming slaves and handing over our freedom to some guy who wants to make a lot of money while we, you know, look who has to follow the laws now, only the little guy.
Exactly. And in Mexico, North Korea, once corruption sets in and you accept it, it's over. I mean, I'll go back to this quote here, and I want your take on them. We'll let you go. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cry to appease, appease are hanged by those they tried to please. Folks, you're not going to get ahead licking boots and groveling. That's the creed of slaves. Who are slaves? People that don't stand and fight. Bev Eris.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a brilliant quote. Absolutely true. And I thank you, Alex, for continuing to remind people of the truth. You know, the truth does have a way of bubbling up, and you've been a brilliant vessel in that regard.
Well, God bless you, and we'll talk to you right after the election. Thank you, Bev Eris.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, there she goes. Folks, I'm going to stop right here for a moment before I get into other news and your calls for a mid-air refueling. It is your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts, ball caps, high-quality water filters discounted, all of it that funds this operation. I have 51 crew members. We reach 15 million people a week now. It was 3 million 5 years ago a week. And we're exploding. And to everybody in the media that supports us, everybody in talk radio that supports us, you know who you are. Everybody out there that helps InfoWars.com and PrisonBunny.com, I want to thank you. But we're a platform and have been a platform for people like Ron Paul to get the word out, or Bev Harris, or other authors and researchers and countless others who really finally break out. You know, take the CNN whistleblower, Amber Lyon. Her story got a little bit of traction. She came on here. She's all over big shows all over the country now. And you know, she said, wow, your show got my story to break out. That's why it's so valuable. You know, despite my personality and you know, ego, and all those type of things, despite all of that, that's a side issue. That's why I'm trying to bring in other crew members, other talk show hosts, other researchers, other reporters, because, you know, it's about the information, and it's about growing this operation to really be able to cover full spectrum what's going on. Because, you know, we stay hungry when it comes to the fight for liberty. I don't just sit here and go, well, I'm reaching 3 million a week, I think I'll, you know, stop now. Or, oh, I'm reaching 15 million, you know, I guess we've hit the top. No. Because the top for me is defeating the globalists. It isn't about money. It isn't about fame. It isn't about somebody pulling my chair out for me. It isn't about people telling me how great I am. That is not, I mean, when I read about a mother where they were grabbing the daughter's crotch, she tried to videotape it, so they roughed her up and arrested her, and the Knoxville jury in Knoxville, Tennessee, where we're on the radio, WBCR, Mr. Grothjohn and others, great, one of our oldest affiliates. I know there's great people there. It is so upsetting to me that the judge said, the police say it's disorderly conduct, you will convict her, and they took that order and did it, even though the jury's speaking out now in the local news saying, well, we didn't like what happened to her, but we had to convict her. Juries judge the law as well as the facts. That means, you know, they had juries that said, you're going to convict this white person who helped this black person escape where they were being half beaten to death every week at a plantation. And northern juries, but also southern juries, started saying, you know what, I don't care if there's a law saying life in prison for that. This guy deserves a medal. That's one of your other ways to vote. They've taken a lot of the voting away. There's fraud all over the country. It's a patchwork of fraud, but it's endemic. They've taken our right to vote away. But we've still got the right to sue these people. We've still got the right to get in their face and publicly shame them. We've still got most of these corrupt government people are all engaged in crime. you start following around with a video camera, you start digging into their life, you can destroy them. We've got to get aggressive with crooks, okay? So we'll destroy them politically. We'll destroy them digging up dirt on them. We'll destroy them suing them. And we'll destroy them with grand juries and juries. Fully informed movement that Red Beckman started. I want to get Red Beckman back on. He's a national treasure. We've got to get him on a few times a year. He's very old now, had a lot of health problems. We need to get him on. He's an icon. The jury nullification movement is one of the few things we got left with these out of control crooks that want to teach us to have a broken will. But I started digressing. The point is, go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com and get the magazines at cost in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. You know, 10 of them for $14.95. That is our cost. That's shipping included. We've also got a year subscription, $59.95. 13 issues. You get the first one thrown in there. 13 issues for $59.95. Folks, that includes the shipping. The shipping's like half the money in that cost. So you just get 13 of them in your mail. Don't have to mess with it. Order once. That's at cost. The way we turn a profit with this is the advertising. So the point is, these are like big colored books. It's 46 pages now. The new issue coming out is going to be 60. And I mean, the graphics, it's world class, folks. World class. And again, I plug this all the time because it's a great message in a bottle. This is a great pamphleteer tool. Also, Pro Pure Water Filter is the lowest price anywhere already at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. But we have it 10% off with promo code WATER. 10% off. We're like 70-some% of their sales, folks, because we have that 10% discount. ProPure, lowest price anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Start filtering your water. Just the chemtrailing alone, the aluminum in the water is so high now, you got to filter that stuff out. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I hurt myself today.
To see if I still feel.
If I still feel.
Focus on the pain.
I focus on the pain.
The only thing that's real.
The only thing.
And that is Johnny Cash singing a Nine Inch Nails song narrated by Alex Jones. The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting.
Try to kill it all the way.
Try to kill it all the way.
But I remember everything.
I remember everything.
What have I become? My sweetest friend.
I become my sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end.
But you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you down, but like I'll let you in, and then I'll let you down. That's, you know, that whole song is about the fact that nothing really matters but your friends and your family and your relationships and all this crud. The globalists want to keep you poor so that you're always scrabbling for just enough to live so that you never in your hierarchy of needs become more advanced. It's a form of slavery, and it's wrong, and that's why they want to destroy our markets, they want to destroy our industry, they want to destroy our local communities, because it is a system of control. Control is the name. But the good thing about it is there's good and there's evil in this world. So evil doesn't get to have everything at once unless it convinces you you don't have power. Now, we played this clip last year during the primaries, or I guess it was earlier this year during the Republican primaries, unedited from Fox News, but John Bound put it, a piece together with a Kentucky horse race with it. It's not very powerful on radio, but if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, it shows horse races, and then Karl Rove shoots down some magic Emperor Palpatine lightning bolts, and Mitt Romney and others pull ahead of Ron Paul. Here it is.
Romney is going to win the Iowa caucuses by 14 votes.
By 14.
How solid is your evidence?
From a pretty good, reliable source. They made the correction in Story County, which moved it from an 18-point margin for Santorum to a four-vote margin for Santorum. Clinton County, right. You have the one outstanding precinct in the state, and that it will show an 18-vote victory in that precinct for Mitt Romney, which will give him a statewide victory of 14.
And from out of nowhere, it's Rick Santorum.
Santorum.
So I don't understand. You're saying that they basically have come to an agreement as to what the vote's going to be?
Iowa is very, they do politics there in a very polite fashion. And if they came to a disagreement like this tonight, whether they can't find the guy who's got the official piece of paper, they apparently have rounded up the representatives of the camps who agreed. Yes, we were there. We know exactly what the vote total was, and we both agreed to what it was.
One problem with that, there are no trucks driving around with lost ballots. It's all done right there at the precinct, and then it's posted on the wall and the phone calls made, and that didn't match those. And it came out it was fraud later, months later. But you're not supposed to challenge that. You're supposed to just play the game. It's like putting a 100-pound boxer in with a 300-pound super heavyweight and going, this is a fair fight. Or it's like putting my grandmother on crutches in the ring with Mike Tyson at his prime and going, it's a fair fight. Nothing to worry about. Everything's okay, like Bill Murray in the swimming pool. This is a candy bar. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And let me tell you, we got a ton of news and a ton of craziness in your phone calls. I haven't gotten to any of the really hardcore stuff yet, so let me tell you, you want to tune into the next hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.